coming on the record, calling State Affairs to order at a little after 8:50 Friday, March 23rd, in the Max Greenberg Room, Alaska Capitol. Go ahead and note those present: Representative Wohl, Representative Birch, Representative Knopf, and myself, Representative Christ Tompkins. With four members present, we have a quorum to conduct business. Thank you, Martha and Ben, for being here today at an odd hour. And the sole item of business is a motion to authorize the introduction of a state affairs bill relating to APOC. As far as the genesis of this bill, I might ask if Ms. Brooke Ivey could come forward, given that recommendations from the Finance Subcommittee are a part of the genesis of this bill. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Brooke Ivey, staff to Representative Jason Gren. As mentioned, I'm here in regards to the genesis of this legislation. I'll just offer a few comments and then let me know if you'd like to hear more. But as in previous testimony this session, we've discussed that on February 21st, 2017, the Department of Administration Budget Subcommittee adopted a closeout report that included some statutory change proposal recommendations. Those were recommended via an amendment process previously held in that budget subcommittee. And essentially, the first set of recommendations was to streamline some Alaska Public Offices Commission reporting statutes. So there were five areas of statute that were identified that could help streamline efficiencies in APOC, given that they had some reduced staff over the years due to budget reductions. And so the first, in Section 1, in AS 1513-0307, would ease reporting auditing requirements by removing the requirement that all documents be examined, investigated, and compared. So you'll see in Section 1 of the bill, simply the word all is removed to allow them some discretion, because it's rather stringent at this time for reporting auditing requirements. Sections 3 and 4 also address another area that was recommended by the committee to amend AS 1513-040G, which would extend the exemption from filing reports to state candidates and groups with small campaigns. So they're looking at those that take in and expend, receive and expend less than $2,500 in a calendar year, sort of alleviating some of the reporting requirements for those smaller campaigns. Section 7 addresses another recommendation by the subcommittee, AS 1513-090C, which adds clarification regarding some paid for by identifiers as recommended by the Alaska Public Offices Commission. And Section 8 was the recommendation that we extend the response time permitted for APOC for advisory opinion requests from 7 days to 10 working days, and they said that that would actually help alleviate a lot of moving staff around off of time-sensitive projects to those in order to respond in time, just giving them a few more days. And finally, Section 9 would repeal AS 1513-040K, which is removing a statement of contributions reporting requirement, as those, my understanding of that statute is that currently all groups, individuals, non-group entities have to report their contribution of $500 or more to a group organized to influence a proposition, and they have to submit that 30 days after the recipient of those contributions have to submit the same report. So it is a redundant reporting in essence, and so the goal would be to reduce that redundant reporting that APOC is receiving. And the remainder sections of the bill, sections 2, 5, and 6, I believe, address something outside of the scope of the budget recommendation.
And I can speak to sections 2, 5, and 6. Sections 2, 5, and 6 actually relate to, or effectively are legislation from Representative Sadler. I think it's HB 359, which is actually sitting in state affairs right now, although we haven't received a hearing request. And I spoke with Representative Sadler, and you'll note that clarifies ambiguity about what a year refers to, and notes that it's calendar year right now. There's been ambiguity about it's a calendar year, or I guess a campaign year. Anyway, it's something a constituent of his came to, and I spoke with Representative Sadler and said, hey, we might be having a committee bill that cleans up some stuff in APARC. It makes sense to roll this in. He said, sounds good. So those are what those sections are about. Any questions, Representative Bridge?
Well, I am thrilled to see anything that gets rid of the duplicative reporting, because I was actually involved in a ballot issue where we received a donation. The organization did. It was properly reported, and everything was fine, but the person that actually made the donation did not report it because they didn't know they had to, unschooled and you know, not practiced and familiar with that, and they got hugely dinged, and kind of trying to understand how that all worked, and had to do it online. It was just a pain. So anything that you're doing here to get rid of the duplicative reporting is good by my count. The only other question I had related to the changing the $5,000 whatever it is to $2,500, and it says that that's going to reduce reporting, but actually if you make it a smaller number, isn't that going to increase the... In other words, if you have a on page 3, section here, line 17 to 23, it says you're going to revise it from 5,000 down to 2,500. Is that correct, or am I missing something here?
Representative Birch, through the chair, my understanding of this is that the 5,000 will remain for those who are a delegate to a constitutional convention, a judge seeking judicial retention, or a candidate for election to a municipal office. That $5,000 threshold will remain. This, and I apologize, I didn't clarify earlier when I spoke that this would now include groups, specifically groups as identified in statute, as having a threshold of $2,500, and I think that has to do with the nature of the difference of a group campaign.
What is the group threshold today?
Currently, they have to report. There is no threshold in statute.
Oh, I got you.
So we're trying
to
allow.
You're basically saying instead of reporting every dime, you're okay. I thought I misunderstood. Thank you. So instead of bringing it down from 5,000 to 2,500, you're actually instituting a reporting requirement. Then, I mean, you're exempting anything under 2,500.
Representative Birch, through the chair, that is correct.
Okay, great. I got it. Thank you.
Yeah, just in the interest of time, 8:57. Any other burning questions before a motion?
So this is a budget subcommittee recommendation. It's more about efficiency than actual monies, and I guess this has to be done by statute. It almost seems like regulatory stuff, but it's obviously statute, correct?
Yeah, Representative Wold, that's correct. It's all in statute, and I think part of why it came from the Finance Subcommittee is APOC has had their budget cut quite a bit, so how can they do ideally the same with less, and getting rid of some of the stuff was the way to do it. Representative Wold.
Ready? Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that an act relating to the duties of the Alaska Public Offices Commission, clarifying the limits on making, accepting, and reporting certain cash campaign contributions relating to campaign finance reporting by certain groups, relating to the identification of certain campaign communications, increasing the time the Alaska Public Offices Commission has to respond to a request for an advisory opinion, repealing a reporting requirement for certain contributions relating to propositions and initiative proposals, and providing for an effective date, be introduced as a State Affairs Committee bill.
Hearing and seeing no objection, so moved. And at 8:58, we will adjourn.